is a satsang at Samandar City on Saturday evening, November the 21st of 2009. Pujya Deepak Bhai has entered the hall and he is now in front of the image of Gnani Purush Dada Shri and Atmagnani Pujya Niruma, offering the garland. The two previous Gnanis who have been the reason for our presence here in this satsang, and he is spraying a whole bunch of roses in front of them. Now bowing down, the Gnani bowing to the feet of the Gnani. The Gnani bowing down to the feet of the Gnanis is the essence of the path of liberation. The enlightened ones bowing down to the feet of the Gnani, and the fully enlightened one also bowing down to the feet of the ones who are coming towards his path. That is the essence of enlightenment. Now in front of Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva representing the enlightened one, and now garlanding the big image of Lord Simandar Swami. Oh my Vitrag Lord, I am offering you my highest in the form of these flowers, and then I touch my forehead to your right big toe and offer you my everything so that I can be free without any encumbrances and be free to really attend to the real energy of the S capital self. As he moves over to the images of Goddess Amba, the goddess who signifies the sahajta or the naturalness of the non-self complex or the prakriti, moving over to the image of Ma Padmavati Devi, who protects all of us who are on the path of liberation. My highest obeisance, Ma Padmavati, in the presence of Gnani Purush Dada Shri, and another image of Mataji to the left, three images of Mataji on the left hand side, and then he turns around and gives his darshan to everybody on the stage as he looks at each one of the Mahatmas in their eyes, and everybody in turn return the darshan with and connect with the enlightened one of Akram Vignan in front of us. As I see Michael handing over some questions to him in written form, Alicia carrying those questions over to the stage. The hall is filled with nearly, I would say, about 2,000 to 3,000 people now. This has been a big break because for the last 10 days Deepak Bhai was away for the program in Calcutta and Patna, so they've all been waiting eagerly for the satsang. And this is a general satsang of a Saturday evening of 2 hours with a little bit of a break in between. And as he now raises his arms above and claps above the head, a sign that he's about to sit down and commence satsang. Jai Sachidananda. Everybody is instructed to switch off their mobile phones, and so only written questions will be entertained. We are commencing satsang now. Beautiful Saturday evening, perfect temperature, about 70 degrees. Jai Sachidananda, the awareness of eternal is bliss. I bow to the Supreme Lord, the fully enlightened one within you, with a sense of total obeisance and oneness, Namaskar, namaskar, namaskar. The awareness of the eternal is bliss. Questions being handed over to him, a whole stack of them. Who are the first-time comers, new ones? Only a few hands are being raised. Those who have not received Gnana, I would say about 25 or so are being raised here. And this... this is an extra time here. Let us take some questions. Na ocho che nathi hota in the sound. Manilal, he's got F sections, about A, B, C, D, E, F sections, multi-part questions. In the science of the Vitarag, I have a question. At the time of causes, the doer is separate, and at the time of discharge, also the doer is oppressed. Will you please explain? Deepak Bhai asks, who is the doer at the time of charge? Ego is the doer, and in discharge, who is the doer? At the discharge, also the doer is the ego is the doer. Is he not? If you have a seed in your hand, will it grow into a tree automatically, or will you have to actually sow it in the ground? Only if you sow it in the ground, it will grow, will it not? So at the time of discharge, vyavasthit is the discharge, and at the time of charging, ego is the doer, and so at both times, this the doer is something else, is it not? It is through the ego that the subatomic particles get charged. When we say I am the doer, subatomic particles get attracted, and that is the beginning of the experiment, prayoksha. And then in discharge also, it automatically discharges. Deepak Bhai says, at the time of discharge, when you say it is happening, but if you say I'm going to enjoy it, if I eat ice cream, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it is the new seed. But eating is not the new seed. The body is enjoying the taste, but he says, I enjoyed it, and that is where the further causes get in. At the time of charging, the ego is the cause, and at the time of discharging, SCE is the doer, is it not? So in other words, when your sin karma is in operation, even your favorite food comes in front of you, but you will not be able to eat it. And when your merit karma is in operation, your favorite food will come in front of you, and you will enjoy it with relish. So in discharge, does one become absorbed in discharge also? Deepak Bhai says, yes, one does become absorbed in whatever is happening in discharge, because that is the nature of discharge. In out of ignorance, tanmayakar, to become the body-mind complex is natural. However, in awakened awareness, you can remain separate. So say both of them are egos only, but to eat is the first discharge. Everything is discharged. To eat is also the first discharge, and then to eat subsequently is the second discharge also. So there is discharge process only. So you are the aware observer of it all, and therefore you are not involved in it. Next question. On page 3 on November Dadavani, on there is issue of Abhedita and oneness. I can understand the oneness with the relative world, but what about oneness with the self, S capital? So Deepak Bhai says it is nothing, but once you become one with the S capital in everybody, then automatically at the relative level you will become one with everyone. If for endless lives you were one with the Pudgal, which is the non-self complex, you would preserve your own non-self complex to the exclusion of everybody else. However, now you don't need to worry about becoming one with the Pudgal. Now you need to become one with the self, S capital. The more as you move towards the S capital self, your interest in the non-self complex will gradually diminish, and that is fine. That is the natural progression towards oneness of the with the self. This issue of November. So are you saying that I should not interfere with the non-self complex? I should deal with equanimity? He says, yes, it's easy to deal with equanimity with file number 1, but you have difficulty with dealing with equanimity with file 2, 3, 4, 5 and other files. It is more critical to be in equanimity with other files rather than with file number 1. You are not able to see the self in others, and therefore how can you remain in equanimity? When you do not have it your way, when your insistence does not leave, then how will you be able to become free from kashais? And so the moment you enter kashais, Pudgal means nothing but mistakes only. Pudgal is a complex of mistakes only. You need to move away from it and become one with the S capital self. Yes, it's very important to be one with the other person, with the other person's self. Yes. Abhedita means oneness, no divisive difference with anyone. And it is the ego intellect's role to create separations and divisions with other human beings. But once you become this one with the S capital self within you, then you will slowly move towards becoming one with everyone else, and you will not allow the slightest amount of divisive difference or separation with anyone else. And in this way, such a person will not give in to the slightest kashai of anger, greed, deceit, pride, insistence, or having it your way. Because the moment you try to give support to anyone of these kashais, you will automatically move away from the S capital self, a oneness. Yes, to let these thoughts, speech and actions become subservient and be in the role of service to others, and that is how you move towards oneness. You see, if your golden necklace is broken and you give it to your husband to say, go get it repaired for me in 3 days, he does not do it, will you not become upset? Now what has happened is, you will become, he doesn't do it. And so therefore, if your glasses are broken, so you are allowed to be upset, but do not use the intellect to become upset with the person who does not do anything. So do not use the intellect with reference to other human beings. Because you cannot get a simple object of your liking done, you become upset with the person who you blame the other person. So, what difference does it make? It was just a pair of glass frames which was not repaired. What difference does it make if you do? But you say, no, my pair of glasses, he is not repairing it. My husband, I've been telling him for 3 days, but he doesn't get it done. And so then you. I'm not talking about you, I'm just giving you a general example. He says, I have one more question. Oh, she's got the book of Dadavani in her hand. Yes, I have another question. She's reading from Gnani's nature is that cannot be expressed or cannot be described. Achintya Chintamani. What is Achintya Chintamani Swarupa of Gnani? Means you cannot really even begin to describe a Gnani. It, the Gnani's achintya, you cannot even imagine the role and the status of a Gnani, the presence of a Gnani. The Gnani cannot be contained within your intellect. Gnani no. The original self is achintya chintamani, means you cannot comprehend that. But you see, what you do is you do the chintvan, you say, I want one husband, two sons, one daughter-in-law, etc., a home. That means you have gone in that direction. Whereas the self cannot, self is such that whatever you envision and contemplate, you become that. But if you do the Gnani's self state, if you contemplate on the Gnani, then you will become like the Gnani, as opposed to wanting to have a wife or a husband, then you will be going in that direction. So the Gnani represents the self, but so all your contemplation, all your visualization will go in that direction. The Gnani is myself only and nothing else, my S capital self. So when you look at the Gnani, you say, he is myself. That is why Dada says, do read the Gnani, Vidhi Vachan. All of this, when you read the Charan Vidhi, when you read the Vani of the Gnani Purush, you become that. And you should not miss out a single day without reading a little bit of the Gnani's Vani, the speech of the Vani, of the Gnani. So it will happen naturally. If water is just trickling from a tap, you'll start, you know, your chintan will go, how come water is coming by the trickle? Is the tank empty? What happened? These people took a bath, they finished the water, etc. So your chintan goes so much in that direction. So this is the way the ladies are. Then he says, if I don't take care of the home, who will take care of the home, etc. And so then the nature of the woman prakriti is such that she, on contemplating a small amount, a small thought, she will paint the whole picture in that direction. But for us, the Gnani Chintvan is, this is a file, he is a Shuddhatma, RRVSS, relative, real, vyavasthit, sambhav, satsang, RRVSS, these are the five agnas. That is the Chintvan of the Gnani. When you are contemplating along the lines of the five agnas, you are doing the Chintvan of the Gnani. Next question. Where is she or he? What does he has written initials? What does it mean? VCT. He should, yes. Simandar CT. So she has written it wrong. Okay. What is it? If I receive a law. So, what does it mean? She's one of the local Simandar city residents. By becoming the visual contemplation of the Gnani, one can become absolutely independent. What is the question? What is Niralam, absolutely independent? That means Gnan makes you Niralam or absolutely independent, whereas Agnan, ignorance, makes you dependent. On what basis are you a mother? Because you have children. That which makes you dependent is in the relative. That which is in the relative makes you dependent. That which is in the real makes you independent. Gnan is real and Agnan, ignorance, is independent. What do you mean by I have to become? Right now you are dependent, and when you move towards the five agnas and move this way, then you become independent. Independent. The five agna is the basis by which you become independent. Aadhar, on the whole, the foothold by which you become independent. And for that you have to let go of I am the doer and I am this and that, even in the discharge process. You have to let go of the minus, because I-ness and minus are part of the relative dependence. It makes you relatively dependent. So, and then you have to do the pratikraman for the mistakes that arise. And as you do all of this, you will move toward in the realm of independence, nir alamb, NIRALUMB, Niralamb. Five Agnas, and all of these have to be understood in exactness to move towards true independence. Really? Yes, sir. You just have to hang on to one sense, with the exception of the experience of the pure self. I do not want any temporary thing in this world. And if you keep on hanging to this sentence in the Pratavidhi, it will make you move towards the independent state. Yes, I now he is imitating the girl. He says, I want to go to moksha. I want to go to moksha. But I cannot stop this, and I cannot do this, and I cannot do this. But I do want to go to moksha. So if that is the case, if you are going to cry like that, then you will have to do pratikraman and ask for energies from Dada Bhagwan. Otherwise, you've got the five agnas, which are so beautiful and easy for you to apply and to do pratikraman. I want to become independent. No, don't talk about being independent right now. Right now, let's stop hurting others. Yes. He says, for life after life, all you have asked for is children only, have you not? You've asked for a husband and children only. Niralam means you do not want anything. The independent one does not want anything in life, does he? You can always say. He says, you see, what you're talking about now, he is slowly telling her that you want to be. It is like when you talk about becoming independent, Niralam, you're talking about saying, I want to become a billionaire, but you right now, you do not even have a salary of 300 rupees. So why don't you start with the five agnas before talking about Niralam? Niralam is the final station before the final life. Niralam is the state of the Gnani. Right now, why don't you make sure and ensure that you do not hurt anyone through these thoughts, speech and actions. I see. He says, my prakriti is very heavy and I hurt a lot of people. Then how are you? How can you talk about becoming Niralam? He says, can I do some special adventurous effort, Parakram? No. Right now you just hang on to the smaller, easier stuff first. I want to do the heavy duty stuff. No, you can't do the heavy duty stuff right now. Do the simple stuff first. I won't do it. I am doing pratikrama every day. But still, So what are you going to do? If you are weak and if you still are hurting others, then what shall I do to remove my weakness? How many hours of pratikraman are you doing a day? How many? As soon as I say something hurtful, I do it instant. If says, if you hurt somebody, if you just decide that if you hurt somebody once with your speech, you have to do 25 pratikram. Supposing there is a stain of tea on your white cloth, how many drops of water will you add? 1, 2, 20. How much water will you add? A whole. I have to use a lot of water in the same way. So in the same way, you have to use a lot of water of pratikraman to clean that single stain. The more, the dirtier the stain, the heavier the stain, you'll have to use a lot of water. In the same way, for every mistake, do 25 pratikramans. Will you accept it? Is it okay with you? She says yes. And will you do it before eating your food or after eating your food? I will do it without eating my food. but don't keep others in the home hungry just because you haven't eaten. He says, okay, next one. Dada Shri says that if you go to 25 places of pilgrimages, 100 places of pilgrimages, you will have a lot of money. He said, where did you get the 100? Dada says only 25. Dada mentioned only 25 in Aptavani 1. He talks about sincerity and being sincere with other human beings, with only the people that are at home. No. Whoever you meet in life, you have to be sincere with him. Yes, sincerity will raise you towards wealth, true wealth. Physical wealth as well as true wealth, the inner wealth as well as the external wealth. If there is no... Yes. So you don't you care about washing your own clothes first before somebody else's clothes come to you? So this is how it is. First you have to wash your own clothes first, and then attend to the clothes that other. And so should you not be so very, are you so particular about having your own clothes clean and neat in the same? And let the other person wash his own dirty clothes. But sincerity means if you have to wash somebody else's clothes too, you will wash it them with the same kind of love and care as you would wash your own clothes. You see, you are not only just partial to your own self. If your son asks for a piece of chocolate, you give. But if your neighbor's sons come to you, would you give the same piece of chocolate to him with the same love? So if you give the neighbor's son the same piece of chocolate with the same love, then that is called sincerity. Yes, if you have two pieces, share with him and him. So this is how we do it. So definition of sincerity is now increased by the Deepak Bhai. The moment you say that is alien or separate or someone else, there is a tendency to become a little insincere. So the sincere one is sincere with everyone regardless. So in other words, you don't see the faults of your own family members, but you see the faults of other people in the family. To call somebody as somebody else as wrong, or to say that the other person has cheated you, is becoming insincere. This is moving even higher in the definition of sincerity. Really, if somebody cheats you, somebody has taken 20 rupees more out of you, really, who has cheated whom? And so the definition of sincerity is the moment you say he cheated me, you lose a degree of sincerity with yourself. This is even moving higher in the modes of sincerity. So, if the right knee is hurting, does not your hand go and massage it automatically? Does the right hand say that, oh, this is not my knee? If you are in a hotel, and do you not abuse the bed sheets over there and the towels? It doesn't matter because you think you paid the money and you have the bed sheets. You know, if they get dirty, it's okay. But at your own home, would you put your foot on the bed sheet? So really, our own insincerity. You can check about your insincerity everywhere, whether you are at home or in how you treat other people's things versus your own things. I become very angry at work. I'm a teacher and I become angry with my students because they don't pay attention. Are you a certified teacher? Yeah. How can you become angry with your students? Why do they ask you? Because they don't understand, is it not? So if they do not understand, whose fault is it? See, now is you see, in fact, the real statement is 25 spaces in the Aptavaniman, but you made it 100. So would I become angry with you just because you wrote something wrong on this question? What? You see, whether they study well or not study, if you become angry with them, they will bind revenge with you and they will spoil your next life. So do not use your intellect with reference to other human beings. Use your intellect how to solve the problems with you have with your students. If there is a 440 volt live wire, would you touch it? Will you touch it? Somebody tells you. And in the same way, all these people that you encounter in life are open 440 volt energies, and if you touch them wrongly, you can bind serious. It is worse than teaching a 400. It's worse than dying, in fact. They have come to you to learn something from you, and you are being given a salary. So how can you become angry with them? What right do you have to become angry with your students? You need to make sure that you do pratikraman for this. You cannot hurt anyone. It is a very great fault. But I feel like I have to perform and do my evaluations as a teacher, and I have expectations that I have my students perform well. Because why don't you go to this little school over here and see how the teachers, why don't you teach them prarthana, prayers in the morning, Asim Jajakar for 10 minutes, and now in columns. But do not have clashes with anyone. Clashes are not called for. Do you think it will help you at all? Will it bring any benefit? It's not, they are not going to improve just because you become angry with them. But slowly your energy should be directed to how their concentration power and studying power increases. And show them love, and they will be more attracted to you. They look forward to you. And they also will be interested in studying. Try to teach them in such a manner that they will become interested in the subject that you are teaching them. Next question. From Simandar City. Before Gnan, I had serious case of doership, and after Gnan, I have become the non-doer. But how do I proceed further in the state of non-doership? After Gnan, just find out who is the doer, and therefore you are separate from it, are you not? Michael is the doer after Gnan, you are not the doer. But you have a subtle sense of insistence that this is the way it should happen. And so then when your will does not get satisfied, when your doership idea does not get satisfied, when your plan to have it your way does not get satisfied, then recognize that you were not the doer. Isn't that a clear evidence that you were not the doer at that time? If you say, I'm going to do this and it doesn't happen, therefore you should clearly know that you were not the doer at that time, were you? So, and then also investigate that what are the evidences whereby some work gets done, and when it gets done, when you can see all the other evidences which bring about a result, then where is the doer at all in this thing? Kshetra, location came by, limit came by, evidences came by, and that is how the work got done. So where is the where is the doer here? So dravya, matter has to, location, time has to be there. Your intention is there. Dravya, kshetra, kaal and bhav, these four. Dravya means matter, kshetra is location, kaal is time, and bhav is the intent. All four come together and then work gets done. Looks like in the business prior to Gnan, it was a one man show that I am the doer. I became separated from file one, but file one has this knowledge, does it not? How can that be interfered with? No, it makes a lot of difference, says Deepak Bhai. You know, so like in darkness, if you are reading in light, in a little deep darkness with a little bit of light, and when the light is turned on completely, can you not see the the difference? We investigate in every little thing that happens in life as to who is the doer. Who? That is correct, Deepakbhai. Why don't you do? Whenever one work gets accomplished, make a list. Who did this thing? And you'll find 5-6 different evidences of people who did it. So therefore, you're not the doer, is it not? But you see, the thing is, whenever something good happens, you are tasting the sweet juice of doership, and that is the hungry ego within. Therefore, you are not the doer. Alicia is not the doer. Alicia is just one of the evidences only. So and Dadashri has given this in all from a total perspective, and he has said furthermore that this is not my gnan, this is the collective knowledge of the 24 Tirthankars, and this is, you have received it ready-made, you need to apply it. Why? And it is ready-made for you. If you had to manufacture it, if you had to pull it from 15 different scriptures after deep analysis, that would be different. It is given to you as a ready-made extract. All you have to do is to apply it. It's so simple. Why? Do you think you asked the question? Did you ask the question, or did your intellect ask it? Why was it asked today only? Why did the time come for today only? There is, for everything there is time, space, evidence and intent. Everything has to come into a total perspective before it happens. So he says, yes, this understanding is needed. Yes. He says, if when your will does not happen, when what you have willed does not happen, then the suffering is there automatically. Is it not? Because you wanted it to happen and it did not happen. But don't you become, don't other people come and tell you, hey, will you take a back seat, please? We don't want you to interfere. Will you not be hurt at that time? Then you should recognize that it was your ego of doership that was in operation. If not, your wife will tell you off, will she not? Yes, he says. Next question. Next question. He says, Vyavastha, all situations in life is nothing but an orderly order of nature only, and there is no Father God above the doer of it. Don't you think that it is all ordained and running? Do you think God is running this thing? He says, if God is doing it, then do you think God would be partial or impartial? Do you think God, the world is utopia? Do you think world is ideal, or there are problems with the world? Don't you see innocent people dying all over the world? Don't you see little child dying in an earthquake? Where was the fault of the child in the earthquake? And so do you think God is doing it? With all the rapes, killings, massive terrorisms, etc. that are happening, do you think God is doing them? If God was the doer, then the law of the God being the doer would be applicable, would it not? Then why would there be any such contradictions? Therefore, you need to investigate as to who the doer is here. Some water is inside there, huh? So then the natural questions arise as to who is the doer, which God is doing it. Do you think Lord Krishna is the doer, or Lord Mahavir is the doer? No. This is general questioning. Do not take this as a direct approach of confrontation with you. Vignan means that which is the incontrovertible principle only. Two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen. Whether it is made in Africa or in Antarctica, it is the same thing. It is the same principle applied. In the same way, And spirituality also, if there is the slightest wrong belief, then the entire the process will become wrong too. Yes, God is the doer. Yes, correction. God is not the doer. God is nothing but pure natural light, and gives light, L capital light, to every living being on this universe, in this universe. And this light, in the light in the hall, somebody can read a good book or somebody can read a bad book. Does the light object to it? No. So the sun is equal on all over. In the light of the sun, somebody harnesses the solar energy, somebody grows wheat, etc., and somebody kills each other. So does the sun object as to how its light is being used? In the presence of that, how can you say that he is the doer? His is simply the presence only. His is not the doership. And see, therefore, it is the evidences that are running. See, it's just like if you want to make a cup of tea, does the God have to agree with you? All you need is evidences, would you not? You will need all the various evidences: tea, sugar, heat, vessel, lighter. Your intention. And but just imagine where the tea came from, where the milk came from, where the steel vessel was made, where the cooker was made, etc. So the Lord only within you. But there is another inner light within you, that is the intellect. Yes, people do use that inner light of intellect, which is the indirect light of the Lord, original lights only. Vyavasthit means nothing but when all the various circumstances get together and the result that arises, that is called Vyavasthit. There is no single independent doer. That is the meaning of Vyavasthit. So many evidences come together before a final result happens. Yes. What do we have to do opposed Gnan in the Charanvidhi? It's already written, it's already highlighted. You know which ones you have to read. Most important, Nishchay Vyavahar Charanvidhi, the relative real Charanvidhi. And then when you have time, read the rest of it, 9 columns. Prayer to the Pure Soul, Pratavidhi in the morning, Pratikraman, etc. It's all written. If you're on page 2, the entire directions are given. When you say Avashyak, the daily necessary, the must do is the Charanvidhi once a day. Do you think the total completion, Purnahuti, will happen through our own independent effort, or would it happen through grace? Will grace make me fully enlightened? Right now, how will you get grace? Grace to please the Gnani. How will you please the Gnani? By doing the 5 Agnas. And that is the Purushart. Ultimate Purushart is 5 Agnas only. And your total endeavor, inner spiritual endeavor should be, and a total inner determination should be, to remain in the 5 Agnas and rig. And then, if the having done that, and that the more you remain in Agnas, the more the Gnani will be pleased with you. And the more the Gnani becomes pleased with you, the more the grace will flow on you. That is the exact scientific method of proceeding further. When the special grace comes, and in other words, if a child is not studying well, then the teacher will give special attention to the child that is not studying, and that is the extra attention given. But until then, if you are continuing to hurt, if other people are hurt by you, then of course he is not even at the level of the 5 Agnas, is he? And therefore, how can he proceed in the path of Purusharth or the true independent effort? So then he has to go back to the kindergarten level of not hurting people and doing the Pratikraman. So if he is not doing the pratikraman, if he is continuing to hurt other people, then automatically the pleasure of the Gnani will move away from him. The Gnani will not be pleased. But if you are doing your own homework background, if you are doing whatever the Gnani is telling you to do, then the Gnani is so pleased with you, so the Gnani assigns you more work, assigns more work. But your independent, dynamic, energetic force of the five Agna, pratikraman, etc. has to be there from your end. And once it is there, the Rajipo, the pleasure of the Gnani, arises within you. Yes, sir. Dadashri says the farmer has tilled the land and he throws the seed on the ground. On the third day nothing has happened, but on the fourth day there is a little sapling, and that is that now grace has begun. And then the farmer makes sure that nothing else grows around it, it nurtures it, and then it grows into a nice plant. Oh, you have given the keys, Deepak Bhai, to. But what about the inner stuff that is bothering us? If our inner junk is bothering us, then what is our purusharth in along those lines? Deepak Bhai says, you have no concern with the filled junk within you. Whatever junk Alicia has brought filled in her from past life is not your concern. Your concern is to remain separate from it, is it not? He says, just supposing you have to go to the airport. Yes, you see, when you have to reach the airport, you will reach the airport, would you not? Does it matter what you have in the home at that time? So he says, this is a kind of a pole, P-O-L, kind of a deception. It's a kind of an attempt to cover up, saying that, oh, my filled junk is not letting me proceed on the path of liberation. Supposing I want to extract myself from a very specific mistake that I have, but I am constantly trying to separate myself from that particular mistake, however, but it remains in the link. But he says, I regret it, but I still am not able to totally extract myself from that mistake. He says it is not the mistake is not the problem, but it your lack of awareness and your purusharth against it, the lack of that is the problem. Supposing I decide that I want to remain the separate and then just be done with it. I want to engage the total purusharth, the five agnas, etc. But still I cannot get the same kind of speed and energy to remain. So then how does grace help? But if you keep on searching, the further light will happen. But instead of looking for the fruit of grace, why don't you move towards how can I please the Gnani? And the Gnani is pleased through the ways that I just Rajipo means. How does Rajipo come? Sincerity, number one, and number two is sincerity to the five Agnas, is it not? And if he is applying pole is a Gujarati word, P-O-L, means subtle inner deception and then covering it up. Subtle inner deception and covering it up and say it is all vyavasthit, etc. is pole. And so the pole. But you should be aware of the fact that there is no pole being applied here. But if you hours and hours have passed and you do not become aware that you have just committed a serious mistake, then how will you become free from it? In other words, the mistake, the awareness of the mistake should be issued on sight, or you should be aware of it instantly. And so yes, when the wind is blowing very heavily, at that time you might be swayed a little bit, but when the wind and the karmic wind, the karma force winds die down, at that time you really, then you can certainly attack the mistake, could you not? So therefore you have to Krupa, before grace comes Rajipo, the pleasure of the Gnani, and Agna is the biggest, number one. Number two is Vidhi, is number two. Number three is Vanchan, reading the Gnani, and number four, resetting the mistakes, and an acceptance of one's mistakes and sincere remorse of those mistakes. Rajipo, the pleasure of the Gnani, is two sides of the same coin, is it not? But I just realized that the pleasing the Gnani is more important. Yes, you should, but no. If you do not, if we keep sleeping and we do not apply any single agna, then how are you going to? If you do not see the relief in the real as you take a walk, as you are seeing a people, then how can the Gnani be pleased with you? The Gnani has given you the agna that see the self in all, see the relative, yes, see this as relative, do not become pulled by it. Yes. So in other words, you see, the Advipa, you made it very easy. So that's why if the Gnani tells you to write it down because you cannot see it, if you cannot see your mistakes, the Gnani has told you to write it down, then you should write it down. And then you know you made the mistake there, did you not? And then you can apply it. When you are doing vidhi for all of us, what should we do? Just as yet say, I'm pure soul, that's all. That's all you need to do. Should I ask for anything specific during, he says, should I ask for any specific lacking energy when I'm doing the vidhi? He says, no. He says, no, when you say I'm pure soul, it is the highest energy. What about, should I ask for specific energies that are lacking within me, or should I ask them separately, turn by turn? Should I do it? Can I do it all together? And Deepak Bhai says, whatever happens at whatever time is correct. That's really the most important vidhi, is that I am infinite energy, I am infinite bliss, I am infinite vision, I am infinite darshan, I am infinite knowledge, I am infinite knowledge, I am infinite knowledge. When you say that, where are you going to really look for any other energies? You are that. You have been given that. And that is how, that is the ultimate vidhi. You don't need to ask for it from anyone else. You have been granted that. You have been given that. This Anant Sukh, infinite bliss, Anant energy, Anant infinite vision, infinite knowledge. You have been given that. And those are the ones, that is the highest vidhi to be done. And so why don't you kind of keep on repeating that within you? Where else will you get it from? Now you're connecting with the source S capital of the S capital self within you only, that is awakened. Just keep on yearning for the sake that that self, S-E-L-F, that I've attained through the total conviction, now I want to have a clear and distinct expression of it. How can I experience it? How can I have it, the unimpeded and the direct experience of that which I have attained? And constantly, that is your focus, that is your vision, that is where you should be yearning to, that is where you should be really digging into, instead of just, yes. Otherwise, when you go to the Lord upstairs, you can ask at His feet. But the highest vidhi is that I want to have the clear and the distinct experience of the SELF, and I want to see each and every human being as the self only. And in this, the five agna is the greatest. The five agnas are there to keep you, sustain you in that vision. The five agna is that vision. The five agna is that darshan. The five agna is that knowledge. There is nothing beyond that. Next one from is this man or money question? How can I get out of mental entertainment, maja, mental pleasures? I want to be. What if I deceive other people? That is dangerous. If you deceive other people, that is very dangerous. If somebody cheats you and cons you, that is good. Let him. If there's an opportunity to finish up your account, That is an opportunity. But if you cheat anybody, if you deceive anybody, then you should be sincerely repentant and say, Dada, I really do not want to do this. But instead of doing the pratikaran, why don't you let go of the illusory attachment to that thing or that object? What is there to give you pleasure in that? And therefore, I want to avoid, that is negativity. No, he had a misconception between negativity and deceiving somebody, that Deepak Bhaikar just corrected it. About how to get out of pleasure seeking. And then when I seek pleasure, mental pleasures, I enter into kashais. Then you should have that awareness that if I become angry or if I... if with someone, what would happen if the tables were reversed and I was the recipient of such anger? How can I get out of file number one? But sometimes I get into certain complexes where I feel down or up. No, just keep the separation. And dear, just go into that savidhi of the samayik, the separation. Dear pure soul, you are separate and Michael is separate. Dear pure soul, you are permanent, Michael is temporary. Dear pure soul, you are eternal, Michael is perishable, etc. This vidhi of the samayik of separation you can do, that is given in your Charan Vidhi book. Yes, he says, yes, the filled junk, the filled stock from past life will express. But you should not, just call it filled junk rather than giving so many other adjectives to that which is unfolding from within you. All you think is when it is expressing, make sure that you don't get burnt, that's all. And deal with it with equanimity. Next one. Somebody from Simandar City asking a question. Having come unto your feet, there is bliss that prevails. But I have one problem that needs... What is the problem? I do not want to go home from here. Who is that having come here? Is anybody driving you here for? If you bless us, then I will not be worried that somebody will drive me away from Simandar City, right? No, if you do not have another lafra, in other words, if you don't have an affair, he's telling this old gentleman, then nobody will drive you away from here, would? If you do not create files or if you do not create a scene here. But if I have your blacks, if your purushart towards moksha is ongoing, then nobody can drive you away from. Then nobody can hurt you. So then, I do not hurt anyone while I'm here. He just wanted an assurance that now that he has come to Simandar City, nobody will drive him away from here. He says, now, if you're in Atma Purushartha, you're going to go to Simandar City anyway. You want to go to Lord Simandar anyway. You should just say, instead of just wanting to stay here, have your unflinching goal to be with the Lord himself only. In the next life. Next one. Next question. Another gentleman. Five Agnas are the master keys. And Tattva Drashti is the master key of master key. Where did you get it from? It was in satsang and I just wrote it down. And he says, Deepak Bhai says, where did you get it? He says, from your own speech only, Deepak Bhai. He said, Tattva Drashti is the master key of master keys. Five Agnas are the master keys, but Tattva Drashti, the divine vision, the ultimate vision that you've attained, is the master key of all master keys. It's so easy, if you can see the self in others, that is the master key of all master keys, is it not? Then you don't have to do anything, is there? You just apply that vision in everyone that you see. Then there is no, do you have the right to see anyone else as a doer? Tattva drashti is the exactness. E capital exactness. Tattva, tattva means as it is. To keep the vision as it is. Just as you apply the five agnas for your own self, the five agnas has to be applied for the other person also. That just as you are applying within yourself, the five agnas are prevailing everywhere. The five agnas are floating everywhere. The five agnas are in the wind everywhere. The five agnas is the essence. So to Tattva drashti is a divine vision actually. It is a divine elemental vision. It is the elemental vision. Then it's that means Tattva drashti is ultimately, it makes you, five agnas are really the total combination, the total. Yes, Tattva drashti is important, however five agna is the total base. The gentleman has caught up some sentence of Deepak Bhai in his profuse speech and is bringing it back to him. That Tattva drashti. Tattva drashti means elemental vision. Yes, we are doing both. Yes, even if you have the elemental vision, when a file comes, will you not have to deal with it with as a file? And therefore, yes, Tattva drashti is shuddha upyog, the pure applied awareness as the self, as capital. However, but the file will have to be settled with equanimity, will it not? So Dada Shri therefore has shown you, and therefore you should, if supposing you become angry with somebody, then you your interaction should be that Michael is actually becoming angry with the other person, and so immediately at that time you should be, when if everything is seen as it is, that is the Tattva drashti also in reality, is it not? In relatively real it is. If you apply the Tattva drashti in small matters, then you will be applied this exactness even in major events where there are open conflicts between say Kimochi and another person. Next question. I another have question. Supposing we ask say you feel like having a cup of tea and you ask for a cup of tea versus you don't ask for a cup of tea and the cup of tea comes in front of you, what is the difference? Because everything is vyavasthit, is it not? Deepak Bhai says if you ask for a cup of tea, you should have the awareness that Alicia asked for a cup of tea, then it is vyavasthit. In other words, it is a very subtle thing, but yes, you can call it in general, all is vyavasthit. However, if you have the awareness that Michael asked for a cup of tea, then therefore it, Michael's asking for a cup of tea is part of vyavasthit, is it not? So you should, yes. So but you see, supposing the tea is supposed to come to you at 8 o'clock in the morning, but at 6 o'clock in the morning you wake her up and say, hey, I need a cup of tea, then have you not interfered with the vyavasthit? You see, therefore there is a relative lack of awareness there. You're disturbing another human being, waking her up at 6 o'clock and say, make me a cup of tea, you know. There are various levels of applications of the knowledge of vyavasthit you should understand. But I'm applying the agnas in both the cases, am I not? What is the difference? I am saying that it happened is vyavasthit. But supposing you say, okay, I'm going to wait, and supposing for 2 hours the inner one who wants a cup of tea keeps on nagging you, I'll wait until it comes in front of me. That means your upyog, your awareness is kind of drawn, your chit will be drawn to tea. Instead, it is better to ask for a cup of tea, is it not? Or make the cup of tea yourself. So, but you see, So it's supposing, even if supposing you're sitting on a dinner table and you know they're serving you food, and they say give you one chapati and another chapati, and then they are serving you, and then they forget to serve you, and they don't serve you the third one, then in a simple manner you can say, would you please give me one, and you can take it. But you cannot just wait there and say, oh, I'll wait until she offers me a third one. You may have to wait, and she may never offer you. So it is, or it may be the other way around. You don't want to eat it, and she gives more than what you need to eat. Then what are you going to do? You didn't want to eat it, but she gives you much more of it. So therefore, you have to do plus minus. If you've eaten more of this, then eat the less of the other one, and you have balanced it. So that is the awareness, is it not? He says, don't taunt you. Supposing a guest comes in your home, then she will quickly make tea for him. So therefore he says, oh, then you should not make a taunt by saying, oh, I'm so glad you're here, because now I'll get a cup of tea, because otherwise she doesn't even serve me a cup of tea. See? So are you not hurting her so badly by this kind of taunts and this kind of unnecessary comments? We have kept a satsang in Anand in May. You are coming in May. Would you please bless everybody so that everybody will come? May 2010. There are 3 days have been arranged in Anand. He is apparently one of the karyakartas of Anand. Would you please grace us that we'll all, so that a lot of people attend. Yes, whatever you want to do, take the grace and the greet blessings of Dada, and then proceed. Yes, the whole system has been established how to do it, and do it as a joint effort. Will you please bless us, Deepak Bhai Jai? Yes, people are going to come, Deepak Bhai Jai. People are going to come. Avanache, you shouldn't say let people come, that I will do. You see, don't enter into a doership mode that because I am suggesting, therefore people will come. Actually, even before May rolls in, there is going to be a huge crowd of celestial beings over there arranging this satsang. I says, I have prayed to Dada that please Dada come. Yes, you keep on sending the messages to Dada. And make sure you do not obstruct anyone. Yes, yes. Yes, let us do it without any obstructions. Okay, this is now, we're just, this is a break now. Oh.